episode 2861, How Do You Climb to the Top of Impossible?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I want you to start thinking about you. You know what? This is the season, and you need to have a reason. How do you climb to the top of the impossible? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kiss It newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, you race through life ignoring signs that you are running on empty. Your tank is full of exhaustion and anxiety, but nothing is getting done. How do you climb to the top of impossible? What is your middle name? Now, I know you're probably thinking, okay, here's my middle name. No, not the one your parents gave you. During this season, I bet it rings a little like B-U-S-Y. Oh, you got it. Busy, 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 busy. Yeah, all too familiar of a name. But unfortunately, this is the season to be extra busy. And you complicate it with not having two seasons prior to this, right? We had the pandemic, kind of sort of post-pandemic, not so much. And now we are post-pandemic. So much pressure, so many responsibilities, so much to do. Why you? Because you want what's best for the family and all the people in your life. But how does that fit in with you and your health? I know you're too busy to think about it. That's why we're pausing for a moment right here. Even if it's just these few minutes, if you want to climb to the top of the impossible mountain, you have to slow down to speed up. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Slow down to speed up. Crazy concept? Maybe. But is what you're doing now getting you where you want to be in this season of life? Now, I get it. You have questions galore. However, when your body aches, your health begins to fail, you have less energy, you're short-tempered, and relationships are struggling to survive, is that your slowing down point? Enough is enough. Be the game changer in your journey. Slow down to speed up. Too many of our days are spent on the go, rushing here and there, everywhere. Soon you're at the bottom of the mountain you've been trying to climb for days, months, and even years. You cannot control time, but you can control how you spend your time. With health brings wisdom. And how do you get that health? Well, you know it. Slow down to speed up. What does it look like in real life? Number one, listen to your mind, body, and spirit. Nobody knows you better than you. But you also don't know you because you don't slow down to know you. I know. You don't know what you don't know. So that's why you have to listen. You have to give yourself that time to feel your body. When you have conversations, are you sitting there like yawning and you're like, oh, I just need more oxygen? Really? No, maybe you're just tired. Seriously. Maybe you just feel so depleted and you're like, I don't know. I feel, you know, usually I've got so much energy and joy, but this season, maybe not so much. Maybe your spirit's a little drained. There's nothing wrong with owning where you lack. Did you hear me? You don't have to be perfect this season or any season, but you do have to take care of yourself. With health brings wisdom. And it starts by listening to your mind, body, and spirit. There's a lot of people who go to the store. I know, I see them in the aisles. And they're in this one special aisle. It's the headache aisle. And believe it or not, between the cold medicine's gone, it's the headache medicine's gone. Because why? The aches and pains of the mind, the brain, we're exhausted, and then of the body. We're eating the wrong stuff. Our joints are all tense. We don't know what to do. No wonder our spirit is bleh. There is no joy. We don't feel that happy. We just kind of get by. And we try to be jolly, but yeah, it's so not. Listen to your mind, body, and spirit. You have to treat your body well. Love your body so you can love those in your life. Number two, locate and know your trigger times. Now, this one I know is kind of crazy, but I want you to think calendar at this point. I'm not talking about when you're going to get angry and mad. Yes, you need to think about that. You need to feel your blood pressure rising up and like, okay, maybe I need to breathe. Take some deep breaths here. I got this. We're fine. Those are important things. But I'm talking about trigger times on your calendar. If you know that at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's just not a good time. It's busy in your household. You're coming and going. You're coming off of one activity, going into the next. Then why do you schedule three other things at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? And that's a serious question. What's your serious answer? It's not because you have to say yes all the time. You've got to locate and know your trigger times. You've got to know when to say no and when to be excited for yes. But most of the time we're saying yes and we're not excited about our yeses. Locate and know your trigger times. Number three, make time to slow down. Less is more. We are under construction right now. Forced renovations is what I call it. And it's interesting because this is my season. I absolutely love the beginning of October into November, into December. And I'm actually really behind right now. I'm being honest with you. I do not have any Christmas trees up. No, I do not. Why? Because I have dust everywhere. Do you know what drywall dust does, sheetrock dust does to Christmas trees? Oh, it is not a pretty sight. And so my husband and I were just talking last night. What are we going to do? Like, are we going to put up a tree? What are we going to do? Usually I have lots and lots and lots of trees. If you've been with me for a while, then you know I have lots of trees. It's just something that I enjoy doing. And guess what? No, we don't take down our Christmas tree after the first of the new year. Nope, it's up until Super Bowl. Then it comes down. That's just what I do. It's a nice long season because that's what I want to do. I want to light up the darker months with light. And so I enjoy having all of that around. It makes me feel good. But in this season of forced renovations, I'm like, ew, I really don't know. And going back to number one, listen to your mind, body, and spirit, it kind of crushes my spirit, honestly. And then I'm thinking, well, yeah, but if I've got all of this and I'm having to take care of contractors and I'm moving around this and I've got the production crew and we're coming and going, yeah, there's more to that story, but we'll come back to that later. What are we supposed to do to get headway in our everyday? You got to slow down to speed up. It's okay not to be superwoman. You need to set yourself up for success, not for exhaustion, not for anxiety attacks, not for panic attacks when you wake up in the middle of the night going, oh, did I get this done? I almost ate the microphone on that one. But seriously, and that comes with firm no's and excited yeses. That's one of the things I love about when you look at your season and you say, okay, where am I? How do I really feel? What sets me off? What doesn't make things go as smooth that I can control? And how can I really say no to what doesn't fit into my schedule this season, but I can be excited what I say yes to in this season? One trick I want to give you this season, by the way, is I want you to look into your eyes. If they are puffy and dry, darker under the skin, that's a good indication that something's got to give. Number one, you're probably dehydrated. Most of the time, we're always walking around dehydrated. It's so sad, but it's the truth. So let's look at it from a factual perspective and not a feeling perspective. And when you look at that, right, you want to have a reason for your season to drink more water. But go back to the beginning. Slow down to speed up. Find what you can say no to and be excited what you can say yes to. Listen to your mind. Listen to your body. If you're hurting too much, why do you keep lifting heavy things? Seriously, less is more. And when you know your trigger times, maybe you shouldn't be cooking dinner at 7 o'clock at night. It may fit everybody's schedule, but it doesn't work for you. So figure another way. Start crock potting. Yep. get out that old crock pot and start making things. So guess what? If people want to eat at 7 o'clock, it's already there ready. You don't have to be fussing around the hour before. You can have it already done in the morning. See, you're setting yourself up for success so you can enjoy your season too. I'm telling you, a lot of times we just make it tough on ourselves. You don't have to be Superwoman. You have permission to take off your cape. It's hard to hide what the eyes can see. So be careful and wise and look for what you don't see. Go out, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Be present, be incredible, be you. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.